Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland with, let's see, I guess a total of, must be 75 friends here from the Madison Youth Choirs. And it's a complex organization. That's why the choir is plural in the name. And in addition to our 71 voice choirs here, boy choirs, are we going to have girls next time? Is that?
Yeah, maybe.
Think that'll work,
yeah.
Randy?
We'll see how today goes.
Yeah, one thing at a time. And with me are the three of the sort of linchpins of the organization, Mike Ross and Margaret Jenks, and you're hearing right there Randy Swigum, who's been with the organization for a long time. Now, is this a sort of a merger of various choirs over the years? Is this what's happened, Randy?
Yeah, I think people in Madison might remember that there's always been a Madison Boy Choir and there was a Madison Children's Choir. And over 10 years ago, those two organizations came together to form the new and improved Madison Youth Choirs. But this group, we still call the Madison Boy Choir because they are about to leave on tour for Scotland. And so we just decided to simplify for the Scots and call it the Madison Boy Choir, which would make sense to them.
You're going to Aberdeen.
That's right. Aberdeen, Scotland.
And what are you going to do there?
We have been invited by a competitive audition. We were invited to sing at the Aberdeen International Youth Festival, which is a festival of arts groups of all kinds, not just choirs and orchestras, but dance and, you know, traditional music and jazz and everything from literally all over the world. So we represent the United States.
And are you going to perform some of the things here today that you'll be performing in Aberdeen?
Yeah, this feels like a little pre-dress rehearsal for us, just a little preview for our Wisconsin audience of some things that we'll do actually a week from today when we arrive.
And you're going to be performing a fair number of pieces in a fair number of languages, so that really must give you your work cut out for you to coach all these voices in all these languages.
Well, that's right. And some of the boys in the studio here are some of our youngest boys in the boy choir. They're 9 and 10 years old, and they have mastered quite a few languages as part of our program.
Well, that's, you know, if you had 5-year-olds, they'd be even better. That's what I'm told.
I guess that's how it works. Youngest boys sometimes are the strongest at the foreign language.
And sometimes they may act like 5-year-olds, too, so you've got that, too. They seem to be okay with that. What do you have first?
We have one of our oldest pieces first. This was a real treasure that we discovered, and it's not a standard piece of choral music. It was something that was discovered from about the 13th century. It's called Magno Gaudens, Gaudio, and we know this piece is very special for boys in particular because the text in Latin was definitely sung by boys, because what they're singing is, this is for the Feast of the Innocents in December, and these are boys who are probably they've been committed to a monastery, right? Their parents have dropped them off, and now their family is living in the monastery. And so they're singing, "We are a company of boys. Today is the day we eat and drink and celebrate and laugh and have a great time." But one of our favorite lines in this piece is, "Nostra sint familia," and we are a family. Of course, the boys have all made a family out of being boys together in this monastery. So we're going to take people back about 800 years or so.
So this is Magno Gaudens.
Cum pereni gloria. Laureamus pueri Herodes defunctus est, factissimus superi hostis noster victus est, penam ferens infernalem surgere non poterit, et nos annum immortalem sequimur quo ierit. Jure festi cum celesti curia, gratulemur et letemur eia, nostra sint familia, jocus et letitia, risus pax et gratia, cum pereni gloria.
Gaudiamus pueri, I got that. Rejoice, boys.
You got it, your Latin's
good. Well, eighth grade was a good year. And they sounded like they were into that, too.
Yeah, I think so. Do you guys like singing this piece?
Yeah!
Very. So how long would it take? I mean, it's a short piece, of course, but there's a lot in there. How long would it take for you to work up that piece for performance?
That's a good question. I think for some boys it was like two rehearsals, and for some it's been the entire year, right? Yeah.
Well, worth the effort.
Yeah, definitely. We like this kind of time travel. This is sort of our specialty, doing something very old. A lot of people think, why would boys in the 21st century want to sing something so old? But we take pleasure in actually singing the same notes that boys would have sung 800 years ago. That's a kind of time travel for us.
And, you know, it sort of goes around, comes around, too. In some ways, early music is more like contemporary, you know, popular music.
And it sounds fresh.
Than some of the later stuff.
Yeah.
And, yes, it definitely has a freshness to it.
Yeah.
You have a couple more Latin ones, I see. From the Vivaldi Gloria, which is one of the most famous of choral works out there. And what about this piece, which has to do with praise?
This is a piece that some of our youngest boys worked on this year. Some of these boys are singing in a boy choir for the very first time, so this was a pretty challenging, like, big stretch piece for our youngest choir this year. And our boys in our slightly older treble boy choir and some of our older boys who can sing bass and tenor and treble are joining us on this piece, so this has been a sort of a compilation of a few different boy choirs this week.
Oh, this is Margaret Jenks, by the way. Who's one of the big three with the choirs. Now, this kind of raises an interesting question, which I kind of remember from seventh grade, and that is, how do you cope with the transition of the voices?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the old tradition is that once your voice breaks or changes, then you're toast, your history, and, you know, maybe come back and sing, you know, when you're 25, when things have settled, and that's not really our philosophy at all. We actually have a choir right in the middle that celebrates that changing voice time, and we say, like, boys have superhero powers. They can sing higher than me, they can sing lower than me, they can really do it all. Sometimes they can't do it all at once, but what they can do one week is different than what they can do
right.
Another. So we will have them learn all of the parts, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, and they may be bass 1 week and soprano another week.
Really?
And
doesn't that usually go the other way?
It goes both ways. And that's the funny thing. We have, I guess nobody can say. I was going to say, raise your hand. You know, they can see it over the radio. Raise your hand if you used to sing bass and now you can still sing soprano. And that has happened to a lot of boys that, so you can see there's some hands up now. You just
sure.
have to trust me over the radio they're raising their hands. A lot of our boys were once fantastic sopranos. They lost that voice for a little while, or it wasn't their strongest voice, and now as 17 or 18 year olds, they are good basses and good sopranos.
Did you guys know that it used to be back in the 18th century, once your voice changed, you were out on the street? You know, happened to Haydn for one. Really, you're just bounced. That's the end of it.
Mid 1900s, that definitely was the boy choir tradition. But if you go back earlier than that, it was not just the castrati that were singing sopranos. There were a lot of men who made careers out of singing soprano, and that's really coming back now as we're hearing the resurgence of the countertenor. And we have a whole group of countertenor wannabes in this room. Really awesome. You'll hear that later when we sing Exultate. All of the boys that you'll hear in that chamber choir are all changed voices, as most choir directors would label them, but they'll be singing soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. So.
Not just everybody gets to do that.
Right. This is a special group.
And what do we hear in this Vivaldi?
So this will be treble voices only, soprano and alto. And it's sort of a fun little celebration / competition between these two soprano parts going back and forth. And it's just exuberant and fun. And we just have, it's kind of a party.
Okay. This is Laudamus Te.
Yes.
Thank you.
Laudamus Te from Vivaldi's Gloria, and you're hearing the Madison Youth Choirs, and particularly the Boy Choir, in this performance during the midday today. You'll be hearing them sing a variety of languages and styles. And in the meantime, you have another Latin one. We're going to get the... Okay. Everybody's converging?
Yeah, so this is a Baroque piece, early Baroque piece, just in that experimental phase of Baroque music when composers are trying for the most contrast possible. So we are showing that by the use of the full big choir and by use of a chamber choir as well. In this would be a church motet, Exultate Justi in Domino. Let the righteous rejoice.
I've got to admit that it particularly is thrilling when I hear those basses in the back kick in. Suddenly we've gone into turbo boost there.
Yeah, as a composer effect. Who knew how to use the voices. And it's kind of cool to think that this comes from an era when that's exactly how it would have been sung, with boys and men, right? Women didn't sing in church, so that's the exact sound you would have heard. Young boys, medium-aged boys, and very, very young boys singing some treble parts. That chamber group happened to be all changed voices, as Margaret said. Those sopranos were actually, in their other life, they are tenors and basses.
Well, it's nice to be able to play all those parts. It's a great radio tradition, too. We're back with the Boy Choir of the Madison Youth Choirs, and we're going to get into some, I think it's safe to say it's Americana. I know William Billings certainly was an American composer of the 18th century. Do we actually know, Margaret, where Simple Gifts originated?
Yeah, Simple Gifts was a composed tune by a Shaker elder, and of course it was made famous by Aaron Copland. And
a couple of times, yeah.
Right. both as an orchestral work and as a vocal work. Our arrangement is really neither Copland nor strictly original. We are sort of taking this composed tune from the mid-19th century, and, you know, it really became almost immediately like a folk tune, and just really treating it to introduce this set that we'll do in Scotland of all American music. And so sort of a famous American folk tune, if you will, Simple Gifts, leading into some other famous American pieces that we will be featuring the Billings today.
Ourselves in the
Some Americana there, William Billings, The Bird, with always a fascinating, really kind of a modern sound for an 18th century composer. And then before that, Simple Gifts, which I am told is a set of dance instructions in the lyrics to that, about, you know, landing, coming down right, and this, that, and the other.
We were dancing in the studio. Well, you couldn't see, but we were dancing.
And so we should be. This is Mike Ross. And how long have you been with the outfit?
I actually worked for both organizations before these two organizations merged, and I've worked with the merged organization for about 11 years. Right now, I'm the artistic and executive director, and I love the chance to work with these amazing singers every day.
Do you do tours very often? I mean, you've got this one to Aberdeen coming up later this summer, but how often does this happen?
This is actually the first tour we have taken in about 11 years. The boy choir used to tour pretty regularly, and the children's choir did fairly often. And when the organizations merged, as any new organization would do, we sort of thought, I think we'll make a new plan. And it's taken a long time to get ready again to tour, and we are so excited to be going to Scotland next week.
Everybody excited? Is next week already?
Next Thursday we leave.
You all have your passports? And that? Okay.
Signed.
So, you know, hate to have those details be a problem at the end there. And so you perform how often, though, around Wisconsin?
In our area, we do two concerts of our own a year. And by two concerts, I really mean two concert weekends. We're a large organization of about 500 singers in our core program. So when we do a concert, that's two or three concerts just to get everybody in. We'll do a couple of our own. We perform with the symphony and with the opera. We perform for area schools. Really, in all told, in a typical year, we sing for about 30,000 people all over the state.
Well, that's impressive. We're just short of that here in the studio. I think we could get another dozen or so.
We could get a few more in.
Yeah, we'll think about that for next time. Well, I'll tell you what, before we get to our quiz question, let's see if we can get in one more. This is an intriguing title, The Roadside Fire.
Yes, this is a great setting of Vaughan Williams from his Songs of Travel, all text by Robert Louis Stevenson. Really amazing setting of text and piano accompaniment, and really sort of intensely romantic.
The Roadside Fire. This is from Songs of Travel by Vaughan Williams.
I will make you brooches and toys for your delight. A bird song at morning and starshine at night. Green days and forests and blue days at sea.
one of those interesting collaborations between a composer and a wordsmith, the latter being Robert Louis Stevenson, and the former, Ray Vaughan Williams, The Roadside Fire from Songs of Travel, as performed during the midday today by the Madison Youth Choirs, the boy choir unit of it. Now we have a piece by one Ken Johnson, and who's that?
Ken Johnson actually is a Scottish composer, and I happen to know him. He works for the festival. That's just a happy coincidence that he'll probably be there and hear this piece when we do it.
Great.
But this has been a favorite of ours for quite a few years, Johnny Cope, one of those Scottish, like, we get to tell history our way. It's about a battle between the Scots and the English, and Sir John Cope is the one we're making fun of. That's the British general, and we are basically taking the part of the Scots, saying, why did you desert your men in the middle of the night? You are the worst general ever, and Scots rule forever.
There is a tradition of that up there, isn't there?
Yes.
Well, they're taking a big vote pretty soon, too, aren't they?
Yes.
And independence.
We're hoping this piece will be received formally because of its politics.
Well, I hope even among the English who happen to be in the audience, and that's from Ken Johnson, the composer Johnny Cope.
Yeah, one quick thing, the words, they're going to sing, "Are you walking yet?" which means in Scots, "Are you awake yet?" That's important because they're making fun and he's going to sleep through the battle.
Him up. A little bit of the Scottish sound there from our choir. Now, what about this anthem? Randy, you are the arranger of it. You can fill us in.
Yeah, I didn't do too much arranging, actually. This is a famous solo piece from the musical Chess, which originated in the UK, actually. And we love this piece because, first of all, it's quite simple and quite dramatic, but the words are really meaningful at an event like we'll be at, where you have people from many different nations. I mean, anthem essentially means sort of like national anthem, but in this case, it's like a personal national anthem. And the words are quite powerful. All we did was arrange a couple of special measures. Mostly they sing it as if they're a choir of soloists. So this is an anthem from Chess.
The anthem from Chess, and it's being rendered, as everything this hour is, by the Madison Youth Choirs and the Boy Choir Unit, specifically. 71 Voices Strong here in our Buck studio. Now back with the Boy Choir, and I think we have been underrepresented in the nitty-gritty dirt band in the midday, so we'll try to make up for lost time.
This is an old song. Anybody, I think, over 40 will know it. House at Pooh Corner by Kenny Loggins. If you see the word poo in the title of a song, as in Winnie the Pooh, you might think, oh, this is a kid's song. But this is really an older person looking back on lost childhood. So it's very poignant for us to sing this, House at Pooh Corner.
Do any of you feel you've lost your childhood? It's already slipped away from one or two of you. But the rest of you, there's still time.
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba
Did you put the whistles in there, Randy? That's your arrangement?
I honestly can't remember. I think I did, actually, yeah.
I would think that would be tough, you know, to be whistling on cue like that, because you're whistling.
To be honest with you, that's something I can't do myself, but I know most boys can, so yeah, that's what it is. It's that carefree moment, you know?
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, you know, in a time, 1970, where that song, when so many pop songs were about dysfunctional romance, I always thought that one was kind of refreshing.
It is. I agree. I'm with you.
You mentioned a farewell tour.
Yes. We'd love anybody in the Madison area to come to hear our farewell concert, which is this coming Tuesday. That must be the 22nd, I think, at 7 o'clock at Covenant Presbyterian Church, which is on Mineral Point Road and Seago Road. And it's going to be sort of a potpourri like this of some of the music we're singing in Scotland. But we'd love to have a crowd there because it's our chance to try out everything in front of an audience.
Yeah, I guess that does make a difference, doesn't it? Whether you have people looking back at you or not.
That's right. And it's free, by the way. 7 o'clock Tuesday night.
Covenant Presbyterian Church in Madison. The boy choir. All 71 of them. By the way, how does a person get into your organization?
Well, I am so glad you asked.
That wasn't a setup either.
Yeah, he just made up that question, but that is the question, right? So we have choirs for boys of all ages, but most boys get into our program quite young, when they're 7, 8, 9 years old. We have a fantastic intro choir program for boys who have almost no experience. It's run by Margaret Jenks. She sort of developed a curriculum for it. I think it's one of our best things that we do. We have one for girls as well, but of course today we're promoting boys. And but boys can join at any age. Some of these older guys, high school guys, they joined in high school. But I would say a lot of the boys that are in the room today, they started when they were quite young in our intro choir program, which is called Talus. And then they moved up into Purcell, and then Britain, and then Holst, and then Ragazzi. Some of these names came from our founder, Karel Prey.
Ragazzi just means boys.
Ragazzi's boys, yeah.
The rest of them are, of course, English composers going back through the centuries. And so you have your work cut out for you. How many, over the years, how many voices have gone through your organization?
That's a good question. Mike, what do you say?
There must be thousands of voices. I mean, the Boy Choir was founded in 1971, and the Children's Choir in the mid-80s, and we've been around as a merged organization for about 11 years, so a lot of great boys and girls of all ages.
Well, you have this medley to round things up. You know, one of these songs got the singer in trouble back in the day, back in the 40s. John Charles Thomas, celebrated opera singer, when he used one of these songs as an encore, everybody said, oh my gosh, he's singing that stuff, you know, but it's an American favorite.
Okay, this is a story we don't know. You gotta lighten us up here.
It's Home on the Range.
Really?
Yes, he sang that as an encore during an operatic, you know, recital, and there was quite a bit of scandal, and then he made a point of recording the song later.
Was that sort of the beginning of the fame of Home on the Range?
But it certainly helped.
Notoriety, at least.
Notoriety. You know, as Oscar Wilde said, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
Well, we hope people talk about this. This is going to be one of our big encores in Scotland. We thought we'd do something really American. Well, what's more American than a bunch of cowboy songs?
Little doggies, it's your mistake.
They'll love that in Aberdeen. Some real toe tappers in there. Who was our soloist for? Was it Barry Minot?
Our soloist today was Noah Johnson.
Okay, some nice pipes there. Congratulations to you. And to the whole choir. And to its proprietors, too. We've had Mike Ross and Randy Swigum and Margaret Jenks representing the choir and the 71 voices of the boy unit of the Madison Youth Choirs. You have a website, too.
We do. It's madisonyouthchoirs.org.
That's very logical. Right. You can find out more about them there. And congratulations to all of you on your upcoming trip and your career as vocalists.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I never got that before. 24 years of doing this show. Thank you.